This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. The Warrior Mind Podcast is brought to you by Qualia, advanced mental nutrition to immediately enhance your focus, energy, and mood, while supporting long-term brain health. Become remarkable. Go to warriormindcoach.com/neurohacker, that's with a capital N, and then use code WMC to receive a 15% discount on this amazing, amazing supplement. I have seen it. It just does wonders for me. All right, today this episode is 358, and we're talking about premeditation of adversity. What the heck is that? Well, the Stoics, and this is way back in Marcus Aurelius and Seneca's time, the Stoics had this concept of premeditating of adversity. Now, if you listen to my podcast for any length of time, you know I'm one of positive thinking and visualizing the outcome that you want and seeing it and living it and going through all of that. And all of that is true. But what happens is if we spend so much time on focusing on the outcome that we want and we don't anticipate setbacks or we don't anticipate challenges, when those challenges come up, we don't know what to do. So let me ask you a couple of three questions here, and you can rate yourself on a score of 1 to 5 or true or false. First one, it's important to anticipate setbacks and remove the sense of shock or surprise for them. True or false? Rather than avoiding thinking about future problems, we should train ourselves to face the worst with composure. True or false? If I face fears patiently in my imagination for long enough, my anxiety will eventually reduce. True or false? These are some of the concepts that the Stoics believed to be true. They had this principle of the reality is never as serious as the rumor makes it out to be. What that means basically is that every event is neutral. There are no good events. There are no bad events. It's what we project into it. So by pre-experiencing an adversity, we are then be able to control our mood, our emotions, so that when that happens, we project into that a different sense of calm. When we are taken by surprise, we tend to, oh, this is the worst thing that's happened. This is bad. And our emotions go up. But if we can take time to mentally rehearse some of the adversities that we may encounter on our way to success and then how we handle them, we are then able to move forward easily and quickly. The challenge here is it's not worrying. Worrying is just about something that's going to happen and us not having any control of it. Now, many of the events external to us, we don't have control of it, but we do have absolute 100% control on how we respond or react to them. Most of these events, when we react, it's by a subconscious programming that we have done. But what we want to do is train ourselves to respond to these by imagining perhaps a worst case scenario. And then how would we address it? So the difference is worrying doesn't have a solution. Premeditation on adversity has a solution, and part of that solution is controlling our emotions when and if that adversity ever happens. So what the Stoics would do is they would imagine a worst case scenario, And they would imagine this as if it's happening now. So not in the future, because in the future, you're going to have different resources available. You're going to be at a different place. But right now, if you were faced with a specific adversity, how would you handle it? And go through the emotions of it and go through that. And maybe, you know, the adversity is so charged that it may take you 20, 30 minutes, an hour to work through those emotions so that if it does happen, you're okay with it. And when you do this, you rehearse a freedom from irrational distress, right? When we react, it's based on a programming that we have with inside of us. And often it's irrational. You know, I don't know if you ever got into a fight or an argument with somebody. You said something that you regretted later. Well, that was an irrational distress, right? You said something. So part of this could be even anticipating. Let's say you have a discussion with your boss and you're really not looking forward to it because maybe you did screw up something and you're going to go in there trying to defend yourself. Well, imagine that worst case scenario of that conversation. Now, ultimately, that's up to you to decide what that worst case scenario could be. It could be being fired. It could be anything. But when you can bring that up in mind, and then how would you address it? And if you do it with enough clarity in your imagination, meaning not just see it, but hear it and feel the emotions and then change those emotions around. When it happens, you'll be able to address it in a calm fashion. What happens is, again, we worry, you know, you may be driving into work. Well, I got to meet with my boss. What's going to happen? And you work yourself up into such a irrational distress that when you get there and have the conversation, it goes sideways. It just is not productive at all. But by you taking a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and mentally imagining the worst case scenario as if it's happening now and how you will respond to it, it can really help yourself put this in perspective. Now, I know these two things are like a piece of bread and your success is in the middle. One on one side of the bread is mentally rehearsing what you want to have happen, how you see it happening, and have that good feelings. And then the other side of the bread is anticipating some challenges, because we all face challenges. And I'm not saying that visualizing success is Pollyanna. We need to do that. We need to know what we have to do to get there. We have to anticipate that. But we also have to anticipate the roadblocks. So let's just say that you're on and I've talked about this example before, but let's just say that you're on a different nutrition program and you're cutting out bread and alcohol. And then you have some friends that say, hey, let's go out for dinner tonight. And you go, great. And you don't anticipate anything. You go there, you sit down, they put this big, nice, warm bread in front of you with the butter, and you go, oh, I'll just switch tomorrow. Oh, and I'll have a glass of Merlot tonight too. But because if you don't train or if you don't prepare yourself mentally for that worst case scenario, you're just going to react the way you normally do. Right? That would be, you sit down, you order bread, you get wine. So you're reacting the same way. If you take the time to go, okay, I'm on this new nutrition program. We're going to go out to a restaurant. I know they're going to serve bread. My friends are going to have wine. What can I do? Well, how can I see myself behaving differently? And that could be pushing the bread away. It could be asking for a glass of water and drinking it in a hurry. So there are many things that you can do. You can mentally prepare so that when you get there, and they do give you the bread, you have already said no to it. So you prepared yourself. And this is a very simple exercise, or example I'm giving, but there could be other ones. It could be, you know, losing your job. What would you do if you went in and you lost your job today? And we don't want to dwell. The thing here, we're not dwelling on all the negative and all the pessimism. We just want to anticipate what obstacles could be getting in our way so that we know how to handle them when they happen. And we often do anticipate the obstacles in our way, and that's called worry. But then we don't do the next step and address how to handle them. So when we start to try to think about the positive things, we've created a path of worry. So it may be easier to anticipate the things that might happen and then come up with a solution. And then once you get that into a a rhythm, if you will, then you can switch over to anticipating what you want to happen. But this is clearly a very, very powerful technique that will give you a sense of well-being, that'll give you a sense of control in your life, right? And that is one of the C's of mental strength, is a sense of control. Well, how do you develop that sense of control? Is anticipating adversity and how you're going to handle them and how you're going to move forward with them. When you know that you can handle anything that happens to you, that's self-confidence. And that's the other part of the C of mental strength, is confidence. So this premeditation of adversity is a very, very helpful tool for creating a calm environment so that you can respond to situations instead of react to them. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.